One of the toughest challenges companies face is how to introduce new products to the public. Consumers are bombarded with so much advertising every day that it can be nearly impossible to get their attention. Now some companies have hit on a new strategy to break through the clutter. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports on the rise of the pop-up store, a store that is designed to stay open just long enough to generate a little buzz.
One of the remarkable things about living in New York is how ephemeral its businesses are. One year a restaurant is so hot you can't get a reservation. The next year it's closed for good. The little grocery store you go to every day can suddenly lose its lease and be replaced by a bank. But the Galleria Ely in Soho could redefine the concept of business turnover. It's a kind of a cross between an art gallery and an ultra-modern coffee shop, where customers sit on long, low-back divans and drink cappuccino. Everything here is about coffee. A huge spiraling chandelier made of coffee cups hangs over a wall display of brightly colored espresso machines. Customers are served by white-coated baristas like Giovanni Adams, who talks about his product with the assurance and ease of a Colombian coffee trader.
Again, I'm grinding the coffee. This time I'm using a dark roast coffee for a cappuccino. We believe that the dark roast holds up a little bit better than the normale, which is our standard medium roast coffee.
But Adams has been making coffee for just a month or so. He's a recent Yale graduate trying to become an actor, and in less than 3 weeks, he'll be out of a job. That's when the Galleria Ely will close.
It opened on September 15th. It is here for a three-month period. It closes on December 15th.
Kristen Marshaw is an events manager for Ely, the big Italian coffee company. Ely wants to expand into the crowded U.S. coffee market, and it needs some way to get the attention of coffee drinkers. So this year it opened its own store in the middle of Soho.
Basically to educate the general public on our brand, who we are, what we're doing, actually give them a full Ely experience.
As Marshall speaks, workers are hanging pictures on a wall nearby, photos taken by NYU art students. The Galleria Ely also sponsors film screenings and lectures. Ely won't make any money here. In fact, it will probably lose a bundle. But by coming to Soho, the epicenter of trendiness, Ely hopes to create a kind of event that coffee drinkers will remember, and in the process get people talking about its coffee. The concept isn't new. Dolce & Gabbana, Target, and Peroni Beer have opened pop-up stores. Roy Edmondson of the public relations firm Ketchum says these companies are looking for ways to break through the advertising clutter.
At one time, you know, it was easy to just get everybody's attention by putting an ad on TV or to do something in a magazine. But now you have to complete the picture, otherwise you don't get seen through the crowd. And you've got to do crowd-pleasing things at the same time.
Edmondson handles publicity for Kodak, which is introducing a new digital camera this year. Kodak has a rich history as a company, but that's not necessarily a good thing when you're trying to sell a high-tech product like a digital camera. So this year, the company opened pop-up stores in San Francisco and New York. Edmondson says the experience was nerve-wracking. For one thing, he says a lot of commercial landlords don't want to lease space for short periods.
Some people say no. End. There is no discussion.
But Kodak eventually set up this airy, brightly lit store in Soho. In truth, the word store is a kind of misnomer. You can't actually buy anything here. But you can talk to the staff about Kodak products. And if that's not enough to lure you in, the company offers other services. For instance, it will scan your old photographs onto a website. One recent afternoon, Barbara Freundlich brought some old family pictures in. She wanted to put them on a disc and give them to her kids. Kodak employee Sean Davison runs the photos through a scanner as Freundlich watches.
So what it will do is scan over the photo, find out the areas where it needs to improve it, and automatically improve the shot.
I didn't know that they enhanced it.
Yep.
My God, this is a wonderful thing. I mean, because I thought I would have to sit with Photoshop
and do a lot.
It
will do all the color correcting for you.
Kodak is hoping that customers like what they see in the gallery and that word of mouth about its products is strong. But companies say pop-up stores also do something else. They give marketers a controlled setting in which they can study customers and see how they respond to new products. At a time when retail competition is tougher than ever, that's a valuable tool. As for the Kodak Gallery, it shut down for good the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.